one way of looking at this is it's a damn job. That's the difficulty at a time when jobs are being shut down. The construction sector employs more than 1 million Australians. As it stands, they're still working. People have asked, how can a public gathering be now limited to 2 people, but you've got 100 people on a construction site? Now, this is an industry like aluminium smelters, for example, that can't afford to stop. If they do, they could be ruined in a matter of weeks. Dave Noonan's got this difficult task of representing his workers. He's the National Secretary of the CFMEU, that is the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining, or MMEU, sorry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union. And Dave's on the line. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan.
How is this? On the one hand, you've got people in work at a time when there isn't work, and yet they are worried about going to work and working in large groups when the rest of the society is banned from doing so. How do you balance this?
Well, we've been balancing it with some difficulty, but it's a possible thing to do, Alan. As you said, the construction industry employs over 1 million Australians, and it's a vital engine of the national economy.
Definitely.
But, of course, safety has to come first in respect of our members, and naturally there is a deal of concern around sites about the coronavirus and the possibility of contracting it.
Dave, where you go?
Well, what I was going to say, Alan, one thing that construction workers and the subcontractors and the head contractors have a lot of experience in is managing risk. The whole industry is about managing risk, including safety risk. And so a lot of measures are being put in place across construction sites right around Australia. Social distancing, staggering starting times and meal breaks to minimise the number of people in crib huts or amenities areas.
Well done.
Widespread decontamination. And I think, you know, there is a historic sense of cooperation. The Master Builders Association and the CFMEU are at each other a fair bit publicly. And, you know, you've heard that on your show, Alan.
Yes.
And it's pretty big in the media, a lot of controversy in our industry. But we've signed on this occasion a joint statement about our determination to ensure a safe industry, but one also that keeps over 1 million working Australians in work at a time when our economy is absolutely getting smashed.
Look, let me say something to my listeners over and apart, Dave, here. I'm talking to the boss of the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union, CFMEU. Now, people think of the CFMEU and they think, what a pack of militant mob these people are. I've got to tell you, I speak at more functions in this country than most probably anybody else. Most of them are trying to raise money for someone who's battling and struggling away. And the one outfit that always puts its hand up in terms of caring for the battler and the struggler, I'm telling you, is the CFMEU. And here we've got this classic case here. I commend you, Dave, what you've just said there, the joint statement of the Master Builders, to try and minister to the job which they've got and which they need, and also to their health, which is absolutely important. The construction industry is the kind of industry that won't last if it's made to shut down, will it?
We've got some real concerns about that, Alan. There's a lot of financial stress in the economy at the moment. A lot of the people that take the risk on these jobs are actually the large trade subcontractors take financial risk, and, of course, the workers take financial risk under them. But often the builder who has their name on the gate is not the main employer at site. It'll be the formwork contractor, the concreter, the wall and ceiling people, and so on.
And many of them, Dave, you should tell our listeners, don't have superannuation.
They should have.
Should they?
Yeah. I think in the main, but of course, sometimes it doesn't get paid when it should. But look, all of these things present a risk. And the other thing, of course, is that the supply of
materials
to keep projects
and
going.
Capital,
Yeah. Look, on the supply of materials, we did have a situation a few weeks ago where there were a lot of concerns about the supply chain. Unfortunately, a lot of Australian manufacturing industry got closed down, and a lot of it got concentrated in China. We had a very, very concentrated supply chain. And when the coronavirus hit in China, a lot of factories closed and a lot of people were stuck in their home provinces over Chinese New Year. That is now abating. We're starting to see a supply of curtain walling tiles, you know, joinery, those sort of things out of China. But if a lesson gets learned in the long term out of this, let's have some manufacturing.
Stop putting your eggs in the Chinese basket. Absolutely right. Stop putting all your eggs in the Chinese basket. Look, just before you go, are you confident that you can balance in the construction industry and on construction sites the need to minister to health but maintain some economic movement?
Well, everyone's got to work together in the industry about it, Alan, and I've said that there are fantastic initiatives that have been taking place. I've been on building sites myself Thursday, Friday last week, walking through there, seeing some of the good things. But there are also situations where some contractors have acted irresponsibly. Yeah. And that is a worry because we don't want people getting sick, nor do we want a situation where the authorities run out of patients.
Absolutely.
And start closing things down. We're working under the instructions of the Chief Health Commissioners, state by state and federally.
Good on
you. And those are the people that will make the call about whether
Good
the industry
you.
Can continue.
Good
We've
on you.
We've got to work to make that happen safely.
Absolutely. Well done. Very responsible talk, Dave. Good on you. We're here any time if you need to get your message across. It's good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity, Alan.
Not at him. There he is, Dave Noonan, National Secretary of the CFMEU. Yes, I mean, that's Scott Morrison's. They're talking the same language, aren't they? Trying to balance between health and economic movement and continuing economic activity. 6:30, 5:30 in Queensland.